Blog Talk Radio.
This conference is being recorded.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. And we are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, Virgin Isles, Brazil, India, France, China, Spain, you name it, literally all over the world. And we'd like to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention Broadcast, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And good evening to all of you, and thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan.
You're welcome.
And to all of you worldwide who are joining us on the blog line tonight. We have but one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to give God praise and to give him a thousand thank yous. And over centuries, even for ages, people have bombarded God for things, and then when they get him, they forget him and go on their way and forget to even praise him and thank him for what he's done. But the new awakening is a spiritual shift in Christendom. We didn't come to just be selfish and misuse God. And we come to basically give him praise and give him glory and adoration for what he's already done. And then we've come to believe him for all the things that he's done and for all the things he will do in the future. Amen. All the things he'll do. So we give him praise and adoration before we know of the bona fide miracle. Giving praise. If we're asking him for something, and we don't mean that we never ask God for anything, what we're saying is that we recognize that we ought to praise him. And many times we praise him for something before he even does it. Amen. He already knows our every need anyway. And many times if you just praise him, you'll praise your way to a miracle. God bless all of you. We're going to have prayer in just a few minutes, but we're asking those who have a special prayer request to make it known. Let us pray for it. We have seen so many miracles, multitudinous miracles on this prayer line, on this blog line. Cancer being healed, diabetes being healed, heart trouble being healed, back trouble, head trouble, shoulder trouble, asthma. I can just keep on going, and yeah, stomach problems, chronic headaches, migraines, everything you can name, yeah, being healed, the liver problems being healed, the kidney problems being healed, every kind of problem you can name, God has healed it on this blog line and on our prayer line. So our belief, something that we know, is that whenever God is in the room, everything is subject to him. No matter what it is, lupus, gangrene, all kinds of problems with the muscle, muscle spasms, all these things are subject to him. There's nothing that can be over God. God is over everything. It's subject to him. And so therefore, you can't be healed, no matter what it is. You say, but they have cancer stage 4. I don't care what it is. I never heard of cancer stage 5. But if it were cancer stage 10, the person would be healed. The anointing of the Holy Ghost can destroy every yoke. Every yoke can be destroyed by the anointing. I don't care. God said, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. There's no stipulation of what it is. If it's on this earth, we have the authority to bind it. And then we have the authority to loose. Amen. All right, I want to get your prayer request, and don't be afraid to share it. This is not a gossip line. This is a prayer line. We just want to know how to pray. We've discovered that when you pray on target and call those specific problems out and believe God to give deliverance, it's helpful. Amen. So who on here on this blog line tonight has a prayer?
Pastor Peterson, I'm a Christian prayer for Ms. Joyce Jackson. And Dr. Ford, she has a lot of medical issues. And and then also Angelo will put the young man at my health. He's still hanging on. God's still blessing him so far. Yesterday, he had a blood transfusion last night. So, and remember me, keep me in prayer.
Okay, we certainly will, Mother. Now, did you say the name was Joyce Jackson?
Joyce Jackson.
And Angelo Wilson?
Angelo Wilford. And Dr. Ford, she has a lot of medical problems.
She has a lot of problems, Dr. Ford, right?
Yes, a lot of medical problems. Major medical problems. She goes on, but now they put in this home, but she never stopped going. I don't know what the problem was. She almost at death door. She got a spill going on, but now they put it in this home now. She's not an old person.
So, Dr. Ford, all right. Is there anyone else with a prayer request? Make it known. I'm going to put this. Got a daughter and her husband, Lenitra. Okay. Raphael. Okay, is there anybody else?
913, good evening.
And your family, your children, grandchildren, and Pastor Betty, I'm for you.
Was that Ambassador Peterson?
Ambassador Betty, and you, Dr. Jackson. Ambassador Johnson and your daughter and her family and your grandchildren.
All right,
your
Mother.
Family. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Anyone else?
This is Lucille. I'm smoking, and I want to ask the saints to pray for Aunt Maddie.
Okay. She's not doing well?
I think she just is a little depressed.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Anyone else?
Ambassador Cobb, I'm spoken.
All right. Anyone else? All right, sounds like we got them. Amen. As for time, anyone else in the prayer request? Right, let's go to God in prayer. Thank God for all these prayer warriors on this line. God answers prayers. And we get some of you to pray for these prayer requests. Amen. There's so many prayer warriors. Thank you. Sister Rush and Sister Garnett. Sister Peterson, all of you know prayer warriors, Sister Riley, amen, yeah, Hendricks, and all of you, who will pray tonight, may God move on your heart to pray for somebody. There's a blessing in it. Anyone want to pray? All right. Heavenly Father, all right, go ahead.
Oh, God.
and our Father. This is Sister Ernestine Riley. We come to you tonight with thanksgiving. God, we come asking you to forgive us for any unforgiven sin that's in our lives, God. We want to come boldly before the throne of grace so we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Father, you told us in your word to be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. God, you told us to make our requests known unto you. Now, God, I hold these requests up before you. You know every one of them. You know every need, God. God, you can solve every problem. You have the answer to every problem. And, God, you're well able. For you are creator of the heavens and the earth and all that therein is. God, it belongs to you. God, you made us in your own image and after your likeness. And, God, we're asking tonight that you would grant. Hello?
Hello, Lord.
I'm sorry. God, we ask that you would grant these requests, God. Every one of them, unspoken and spoken. God, you know them already. God, look on your people. Encourage their hearts and strengthen them, God. God, let them know that you are God and that you love us and that you are concerned about everything that concerns us.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father, you told us to cast all of our cares upon you, for you care for us. And we thank you and we praise you. God, we know according to your word that we already have the victory. But God, because you told us to ask, we're asking. And we are asking in faith and believing you, God, by going to give the answers to every one of these requests. I don't remember the names, but God, you know all things. So we ask that you would help us to believe you according to your word. For God, you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. God, if you said it, you'll do it. And if you spoke it, you will bring it to pass, or you will make it good. And we just believe in you, God. We believe you, God, because we know that you always hear and you always answer our prayers. If we ask according to your will, God, and we know that your will is your word, God, you promised, Lord, if we would just delight ourselves in you, that you would give us the desires of our hearts. So, God, I ask that you look on everyone on tonight that's on this prayer line. God, I pray your blessings upon everyone. Oh, God, help them to remember that we are the children of the Almighty God, and there is nothing hard for you, and there is nothing impossible with you, God. God, we thank you, and we believe you that it's already done. And we say this in Jesus' name. Thank God and amen.
Oh, what a beautiful prayer. Thank you so much. Amen. Come on, somebody else. Who wants the prayer? Who wants to pray? Excuse me. The line is open to you if you desire to pray. Thank you, Lord. All right. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you for all these wonderful people on this prayer log line. And God, we ask you to bless for them. Oh, God, supply their every need in the name of Jesus. Look on Dr. Betty, Lord. Oh, God, touch her body. In the name of Jesus. Continue to bless her in the name of Jesus. Continue to help her in this. Look on Bria, Lord, and all of our grandchildren. Look on Dante and Anaya, and especially look on Malia, Lord, in Jesus' name. Look on Lenitra and Nakia. Oh, God, bless them. And I'm asking you that you look on Sister Lucy. Look on her Aunt Maddie. Oh, God, she seems to be so depressed. Lift her heavy burden. The light. lighten her heavy load. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done already. Thank you for what you've done for Ambassador Cobb. And she has an unspoken request. If you did it then, you can do it now. Everything that is asked, Lord, shall be given. Thank you. Bless her in an ultra awesome way. Give her heart's desires in Jesus' name. We pray that you would touch Joyce Jackson. We pray that you would touch Angelo Wilson. That young man, Lord, look like the devil wants to sift him as wheat. Block it. We bind that on earth, Lord, and we ask that you would loose a good favor on that young man, great health on him. Let him rebound in Jesus' name. Touch him and let him be healed.
Oh, please, God.
Oh, God, look on him. Look on Ambassador Peterson. Touch her, Lord. Supply her every need, every unspoken request. Let her be blessed. Yes, Father, every problem. Give her grace and mercy. Thank you, thank you. We know that we have not because we ask not. We ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, according to your will. We know that if we ask anything according to your will, Lord, it pleases you. We know that you hear us, God. And we have the supplications that we ask of thee. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, every person on this prayer line, let them receive.
Yes, God.
On Ambassador Benita Frierson, oh, God, touch her. Help Mother Eura Frierson. And bless her, Lord. Bring her out and heal her body. Look on Bishop Hagen. Touch him, heal him. And then, Lord, give peace and joy to Ambassador Julie Hagen. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you've done. Ambassador Pauline Hendricks, touch her, help her. Bless her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for all of her help and services on this prayer line and blog line. And look on Ambassador Ernestine Riley and Ambassador Wazine Cobb. And look on, oh, God, every one of these precious people, Ambassador Thelma Rush, Ambassador Renata Jones, oh, God, Ambassador Geraldine Garnett, oh, God, Ambassador-elect Sheila Brown, oh, God, all these precious people.
Please, God.
Ambassador-elect Sister Cullen, Lord.
Please, God.
All these precious people. And look on our mother to the nation, Ambassador Dr. Patricia Stern, and all these women of God and brethren and men of God. Look on her on Darden. Amen. Sharon Darden. All of them, God. Look on all these ambassadors, Geraldine Garnett, and look on, God, every person on this prayer line, Karen Brown. Oh, God, thank you for the works of God. Oh, God. Look on Ambassador Gina Hodges. And, oh, God. Look on Master Mother Wilson. And so many others that I remember, God. Touch them. Help them, Lord. And heal, 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 heal. God is not afraid of anything. Don't worry about it. Because God's power is greater than anything. It's greater than any kind of thing that the enemy tries to bring, trying to attack you. God's power is far greater. Amen, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Ambassador Peel. Thank you for Dr. Mary Lacey, who perhaps right now is going through the end of that homegoing service for Bishop William Bonner. God help her. Soothe her naked heart. Give her joy in her soul and peace in her mind. We pray for everyone, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Look on these precious people. Oh, God. Oh, God. You know all about it. Don't forget about Mother Woods, Lord. Oh, God. Yeah. Thank you. Mother Wilson, Lord. Thank you. God, thank you. We appreciate everything you've done, everything that you're doing. And we give you all the glory, all the praise, all the thanks goes to you. Because you are the one who brings all those miracles. And God, bless your holy name.
Thank you, God.
For these things that we ask, Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the joy of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
God is
the one. Thank you, Lord.
Him in advance. From the Lord. Thank him in advance. Those are my instructions to you. I hope you hear me. And I hope you keep those.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's your miracle. Amen. From every area of the world. Let's begin
this.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
God, we love you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you until about 9:35.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Praise your holy
name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name. Oh, glory to God. Yes, Jesus.
I
that's going to dissipate because we said we bind that on this earth. Mean it. We bind it on this earth. And whatever we bind on this
earth
is bound in heaven. You got to have somebody who believes that.
Thank you, Lord. I believe it.
God, all these things that are attacking the people of God, I'm asking that you put the blood in his eyes.
Yeah.
In living organisms in order to attack.
Blood in the mouth, oh God. Blood in his.
I believe 27, we have authority for everything that moves upon this earth. Have to be living for it to move.
Yes.
And for every living organism that attacking your body.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Asking God to put the blood of Jesus on you. And
thank you, Jesus.
He can't cross the bloodline.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
God, and let the blood of Jesus get in the mouth of that evil thing that's trying to attack your body. That it gets in the ears and gets in the eyes of that affliction. Arrogant booger, you ain't nothing. The blood of Jesus is on you now, causing you to dissipate and dissolve.
Thank you.
Trust.
Thank you, God.
Blood of Jesus is against you.
Blood of Jesus.
Lord, thank you.
And
blood of Jesus.
It's living. It has to breathe. Get in the air.
Blood of
and
Jesus.
Lord, let the air. Have the blood of Jesus on it.
Blood of Jesus.
In the word, demons tried to attack the angels there with Lot.
Yes.
They were homosexual demons. And the angels were there in the house, and those homosexual demons took a step. They didn't even want the women.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, they wanted them to hang the men.
Mm-hmm. Thank you,
God.
Just pointed their hand toward them demons.
Thank you, God.
They knew it. Those demons couldn't even see. They were blind. They couldn't find their way. God is all in the eyes of every affliction
that's
trying to attack these precious people. The blood
of Jesus.
Thank
you,
glory.
The blood of Jesus.
Somebody lift your hand.
Jesus.
I'm praying for you. The glory. We give you all the praise.
Thank you.
Glory.
for great things he has done.
God bless you.
Yeah,
thank
God. Why don't you just let the anointing cover
your life? Thank you.
Come out as a new person. Thank God. It's going to be all right.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Y'all a question. Will y'all help me do the Holy Ghost rehab?
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Chief.
Get up.
Amen.
Thank you.
Come with the music. Come on, help me shout.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
You know, I have so much fun. I have fun with y'all. Y'all are wonderful people.
Thank
Brother
you.
Johnson, they got folks shouting with you tonight.
Hallelujah.
Shout with you tonight, Brother Johnson. You shouting up in heaven. They shouting down here. All right.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Shout a little bit more, y'all.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, hallelujah. Glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you, Minister Myron Williams. Amen. Gotta go. My. God bless all of y'all. We gotta go. Amen. We've taken enough of your time. Have a wonderful night. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
God bless you, Chief, and family.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I know y'all may not believe this, but in the spirit realm, in my heart and in my mind and the spirit realm, I could see Mother Johnson just shouting.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, Here's what y'all don't believe. All of a sudden, she did the backwards crisscross. Oh,
hallelujah.
New knees.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
This is Ambassador Henry. A shout out to everybody, Chief, and everybody on the line. A shout out to everybody, Mother Wilson. Love everybody. Amen.
God bless you. And we love you too.
We love you too. God bless you.
This is Mother Woods. I'm giving a shout out to Chief Ambassador and everybody on the prayer line. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you,
God bless
Mother
Woods. God bless you.
Shetty and you sing and bless our hearts. Thank you, Mother Wood.
Oh, God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you for letting me be a part of it. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
My. Good night to y'all.
Good night.